This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's transcontinental corporate news today that's part coffee, part that old real estate standby, location, location, location. The Los Angeles-based chain Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf says it's going to open 100 new stores in New York City over the next 10 years. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
To be clear, Coffee Bean isn't leaving L.A. It's just expanding. Or returning with a vengeance. The chain closed all of its dozen New York locations about a year and a half ago. But is now a good time to return? And is there a thirst for that much more coffee? Probably. Michael Schaefer follows the food and beverage industry for Euromonitor.
Daily trips to the coffee shop are less likely to be replaced by something you can order online.
Coffee shops are increasingly go-to spots for food and drink, so many analysts feel this move is sustainable in the near term. Another plus for Coffee Bean, there's a glut of empty storefronts in New York, so it's a renter's market. Patrice Darrington teaches real estate at Columbia University.
The effective rental rate at which tenants typically get to take up the space is often 40% below what is asking.
Plus, she says, New York is bumping up the threshold at which renters pay an additional tax. Coffee shops will get a break.
The good thing is that we now have smaller service operators coming in and being able to get affordable space.
That'll help make New York more livable. Euromonitor's Michael Schaefer warns, though, there is such a thing as too many coffee shops.
With so many people in the real estate industry, people in coffee industry seeing positive long-term trends, that doesn't mean we can't overshoot in the near to midterm.
If we do, a lot of those stores could close again. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.